it's all too cute.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And we're off and running. A Wednesday morning here on the Refresh Radio program. Thank you for tuning in to 91.5 FM WMIE, today's Modern Worship, and making us part of your day. Hopefully we're going to get your day off to a good start. If you're listening to us on the way home, I know people who listen at the 5 o'clock broadcast. Well, maybe if you had a rough day, we'll help change that and get you on the drive home, encouraged and built up in your faith, so that when you walk in the door, you walk in a changed individual. If you're listening 10:30 of a morning on WWBC 1510 AM, thank you for making us part of your day as well. Many of you might be listening at home. Some of you may be listening in your workplace and allowing the Word of God to penetrate the atmosphere where you are. I've been in some situations, some atmospheres where I heard things that were coming across the radio, and it was like, oh my goodness, I cannot believe that music has that concept in it, and people are bringing that into their workplace. If that, I would never think of having those subject matters come up in a workplace. Well, if you're listening to this program, I hope that there's not any subject matter that we talk about that is going to be something that would bring you shame, but instead that it would be uplifting and encouraging and intriguing to those around you. So thank you for whatever time you listen. I pray that it will be a benefit to you. We want to say thank you today to the folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804. Block and concrete work is what they do. Block and concrete work is what they are experts in. It's what they specialize in. It's what they have decades of experience doing, and they've done it for countless other customers throughout the decades. They've done it for me. They've done it for us at the church, and they will do a great job for you. So if you have a project in which you are needing some block work or concrete work done, give them a call, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804, and have them come out and give you an estimate. And I don't know what the price will be. Depends on the size of the job, the materials of the job. But I can tell you this, it's generally not going to get any cheaper. Construction prices aren't exactly going down. From what I understand from people in the construction industry is that there's more work than there are people to do it right now. And so if they can be a blessing to you, give them a call. They will treat you fairly. They'll do a great job for you. 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. So today we're going to go into the Word of God, to the book of Psalms. Psalm 103 is specifically where we are going to be. And I will tell you, this is the Psalm of David. A lot of times people said, don't talk to yourself. It's a sign that you're crazy. And I said, that's not scriptural. And they said, well, what do you mean? I said, David talked to himself all the time. And they said, well, if you talk to yourself, don't answer yourself. And I say, well, that's not scriptural either, you know, because David not only talked to himself, he replied to himself. He answered himself in the scriptures in the book of Psalms. And, you know, well, they said, well, that's indicative of crazy. Well, then I want to be crazy then, because David is some pretty good company to keep. He wasn't a perfect individual, but he had a heart for God. And so let's look at Psalm 103. It's a great passage of scripture. Let me begin reading to you today in verse number 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. That's what we're going to talk to you today about here on the radio program. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Sometimes you need to address your mind, your will, your emotions. You need to speak to the person that is going through all of the circumstances of life, and you need to remind yourself to bless the Lord. I don't know if you use mnemonic devices, things that help you remember to do things or not, but I'm a big believer in them. I had a person at one point in time when we first came to the church. Now remember, there was only 6 people the first week that I wasn't related to. I had no problem remembering me, my wife, my son, or my daughter. I knew all of their names really well. There was a guy who had been hit by a truck, and he lived across the street from the church, and he came to church on a walker. It took him 45 minutes to get to church. And it was probably, I don't know, 300 feet, 400 feet. It was taking him. They didn't think he would ever walk again. They didn't think he would ever work again. But God did a miraculous healing in his life. And so he showed up the first day, and I introduced myself. Hi, my name is Bob. And he said, well, my name is Jim. And the second week he showed up, and there were only 5 people besides my wife, myself, and our 2 kids. And he was one of them. And I said, I'm sorry, I can't remember your name. And he said, well, my name's Jim. And I said, well, my name's Bob. Glad you made it back. Third week, he showed up. This week, he was 1 of 4. So we went from 6 to 5 to 4. I told God, you know, 4 more weeks, and it's just going to be my wife and the kids, and I'm not sure how long they're going to stick it out. But that was a different conversation. So anyway, I told him that third week in a row, I'm sorry, I don't remember your name. And he said, my name is Jim, as in James, the brother of John, the disciple of Jesus. And because of that, I remembered his name. I never forgot his name. I was pretty good with faces, not real good with names. And so whenever we pass out visitors packets at church, we ask people to fill out a card, because when I see something, I remember it better than if I just hear it. And today, whatever you've got to do to remind yourself to bless the Lord, I want to encourage you to do it, because God has been better to us than the devil would have you believe. God has been better to us than what we deserve. God continues to bless us over and over again. And even if there was no tangible blessings that were manifesting in our life, he is still worthy of us blessing and praising and worshiping the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. A lot of people say, well, I'm not going to bless the Lord if I don't feel like it, because I don't want to be a hypocrite. Well, I have never felt like writing a check to the electric company. I have never felt like check to a mortgage company or to a landlord that I rented from at one point in time. I've never one time had a feeling of ooey-gooeyness come over me whenever I was writing out a bill. The only time that I've ever written a check that I just felt ecstatic about it was a little over a year and a half ago, or almost a year and a half ago, when I got to write out the largest tithe check that I had ever written because of a financial blessing that came my way. And I was thrilled to be able to do that. It blessed me. But the truth of the matter is, me blessing the Lord has nothing to do with my feelings. It has everything to do with the worthiness of God, the attributes of God. And it says, and all that is within me. So when I worship the Lord, I pray that when I get done, I'm spent. I don't want to hold anything back. I want to worship him. I want my vocal cords to be tired. I want my body to be fully engaged in the process. I don't believe that blessing the Lord is something that is necessarily always a solemn and solemn event. I believe that it is sometimes an interactive event. It's something that I'm engaged with my mind, my will, my emotions, my physical being, my finances. I'm all in. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless his holy name. We've already talked about that from our study in the Lord's Prayer. And if it didn't get through to him the first time, David responds in verse number 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." Okay? A lot of people seek the benefits of God before they seek God. I want to encourage you to seek God, because when you find him, you find his kingdom, and you find his entire entourage of blessings. What do those blessings look like? Well, he begins by naming several of them in verse number 3. There is the word who that is written 3, 4, 5 times, five times in verses 3 through 5. What are those things? The first one, the preeminent thing, it says, "And forget not all his benefits." In my Bible, the Hebrew does not have punctuation like this, but my Bible's got a semicolon, meaning that the next several items that are listed are all some of the benefits that we need to remember. The first one of those is who forgives all your iniquities. Every time we've rebelled against him, every time we have unintentionally sinned against him. If you want to find out about God's standard for unintentional sin, you can look in Numbers chapter 15, verses 25 and 26. It says there, "So the priest shall make atonement for the whole congregation of the children of Israel, and it shall be forgiven them, for it was unintentional. They shall bring their offering, an offering made by fire to the Lord, and their sin offering before the Lord for their unintended sin. And it shall be forgiven the whole congregation of the children of Israel and the stranger who dwells among them, because all the people did it unintentionally." I don't know if you've ever did something that you didn't mean to do, but I have grieved the heart of God at times simply because I didn't know the word. It wasn't something I intended to do. It was not premeditated. It was something that I just missed the mark. Thank God for his forgiveness. I want to thank God for unintended disobedience, but I also want to thank him for giving a heart of repentance for sins that have been repeated over and over and over again. Now, I want to challenge you not to intentionally violate the command of God. I've known some people through the years who intentionally and willfully sinned against God, thinking that it was no big deal. I know of one particular celebrity that has this mindset. They were raised in the church. And they said, "I've taken a step to remind myself that God is always one prayer away. Now, they're out there living their life apart from God, and they think all I've got to do is look down, see this reminder, and I can repent in an instant. I want you to know that people who've tried that philosophy find that it is a much longer, darker journey back to that place where they are willing to ask for forgiveness and truly repent of their sins than what they estimated. You know, I have found that the journey to an unknown destination always seems to take longer than what we expect. Sin will take you farther than you will want to go, and it will cost you more than you ever thought you could afford. In fact, you can't afford it. Thank God we serve a God who is willing to forgive, who is able to forgive all our iniquities. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. I think I mentioned it on yesterday's program that the devil will try and beat you up. If you ever give in to his temptation, he will immediately turn on you and tell you what a worthless human being you are, what a worthless Christian you are, and how could you ever believe that God could want to forgive you? Well, if that's you, if you have ever yielded to temptation, I want you to remember Psalm 103, verse number 3, because God forgives all your iniquities. Confess your sins. He is faithful and just to forgive those sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness, who heals all your diseases. I am so thankful that in heaven there are not going to be any diseases. There's not going to be any heart disease. There's not going to be any bone disease. There's not going to be any pancreas problems. There's not going to be any diabetes. There's not going to be any multiple sclerosis. There's not going to be any cancer. There's not going to be any leukemia. There's not going to be any blood disorders. All of that stuff is not going to find a place in heaven. And so I shared with our prayer meeting last Thursday morning about a news article that I read, major news outlet, and it testified of a man who had a stroke. His kids found him. They took him to the hospital. The hospital declared him brain dead. They turned off the machines. They took out the tubes, and they waited for him to die. And instead, he came back to life without the assistance. Now, he still had some way to go on his recovery. The doctors had no explanation as to why he was still alive. You serve a God who is able to heal all your diseases. If you can believe that God can forgive your sins, I want to encourage you to put that same level of faith in his healing capabilities, because it stems from the same attribute of God that he wants to make us complete. He wants to make us whole. He is the God who restores us to spiritual and physical soundness. He is God the Savior, and he is God the healer. Don't forget it. Who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction. I don't care how imminent the devastation looks. God is able to redeem us. He's paid the price for us, and he is able to bring us back from the precipice. I was having a conversation before we went on the air and talked about how, you know, sometimes my mouth doesn't always say the words that I want to say. It doesn't come out the way that I want to. And I said, I've got to make sure that I remember that it's the grace of God, that it doesn't matter if my sin is different from your sin. It doesn't matter if we miss the bridging the chasm by a foot or by a mile. It's still a fall that it isn't going to result in any eternal salvation, except for the fact that Jesus is able to forgive us our sins, pick us up, redeem us, bring us back from the destruction that is most assuredly headed our way, and set us on the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Thank God. Thank God that he brings us back from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. One of the things that I saw on our prayer request, and this last Sunday we handed out cards so that everybody who wants one at Merit Assembly of God is praying for these categories. Again, they don't have people's names on them, but they're cards that are there so that people can carry them around to remind us to pray for one another. And one of them was, I want to grow in God's mercy. I want to grow in God's mercy. I want to grow in understanding the loving kindness of God so that I can operate in loving kindness. I want to grow understanding the mercy of God so that I can be merciful. God crowns our life. It is the, you know, when I think of that, I think of a crown literally being placed upon a person's head by a person that's authorized to bestow the authority that crown represents. You and I, it's the epitome of our life when we get to experience the loving kindness and the tender mercy of God. It makes everything so much better. It says, who satisfies your mouth with good things. This talks about the things that you and I get to feed on. Okay. Well, while I was overseas, I ate at the same restaurants so many times. Now there was one that was, they served different things during the conference I was preaching, and that was all fine, well and good. But outside of that, many of the meals that we ate during the time that we were there were from one of three establishments. And we tended to eat the same thing, to the point that I said, when I go back to America, I'm not eating at either one of these establishments. I'm not having a hamburger. I'm not having a cheeseburger. I'm not having a French fry until I want to have one again. I'm done with hamburgers and French fries for a while. And besides that, my Taco Bell addiction got ignored while I was there. God satisfies our mouth with good things. We get to feed on the things that are healthy for us. I don't know what you feed on. I don't know if you feed on people's rejection. A number of people are really spurred on by people's rejection. I'm spurred on by God's acceptance, not by people's rejection. I don't know if you are spurred on by anger or hatred. I don't know if you're spurred on by the drive to succeed so that you can be seen as successful in the eyes of men. But I want you to know that God doesn't want you to feed on unhealthy things, things that are not going to be spiritually advantageous or productive for you. He wants us to feed on the things that are going to restore our minds, that are going to restore our spirits. When David, as a warrior, I'm sure didn't get to eat in the finest of circumstances. As a shepherd, he was basically commanded by his father to take some loaves of bread and some cheese to his brothers on the battlefield. And so I'm sure that when he was out doing battle, he didn't eat the greatest. But as a king, he got to feast on the riches of the land. I want you to know today that you are a child of the Most High God, and he wants you to feed on several things that are healthy. If you turn over to the book of Philippians, chapter 4, it says, I'm going to change the wording just a bit. Not because I want to do damage to the scripture. I just want to give you a concept of your thought life being nutritious for you, feeding yourself. Here, I'll read it to you the right way, and then I'll go back and I'll reword it a different way. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. What I want to say is feed on the things that are true. Feed on the things that are noble. Feed on the things that are just. Feed on the things that are pure. Feed on things that are lovely. Feed on the things that are of good report. Feed on things that are virtuous. Feed on the things that are praiseworthy. Feed on those things. Meditate on them. Allow them to reach down into your spirit. He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. As we begin to remove unhealthy practices from our life, spiritually, physically, emotionally, and we replace those things with godly desires, what we're going to find is that all of a sudden, you're not burdened down with the weight of sin the way that you used to be. He forgives all your iniquities. When he restores you to mental, physical, and spiritual soundness, all of a sudden, you're going to feel rejuvenated. You are going to feel energized. I will tell you, I read this quote recently, and that is this: no one ever accomplished great things in their comfort zone. And I'll just let you think about that for a little while, but I can tell you this. I don't want to be an old thing. I'm 57 years old. I don't want to be an old 57. I want to be a young 57. And when I'm 70, I don't want to be an old 70-year-old. I want to be a young 70-year-old. I know people that are at the same stage of life, and one of them is old for that age, and one of them is young for that age. I want to be rejuvenated spiritually because I'm remembering God and remembering his benefits. Go out and make it a blessed day. We'll see you next time right here on the Refresh
Radio
Program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
My mouth cannot express how good you are. But this song in my heart, it will shout how great you are.